弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace out, brothers and sisters.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来分享圣经的道理。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share the Bible teachings with everyone.
今天晚上要用在基督里爱心实践的模范来做我们的查考。
Tonight, we'd like to study on the topic, a model of practicing love in Christ for mutual encouragement.
主耶稣基督的福音一直在强调爱的道理。
The gospel of Lord Jesus emphasizes on the teaching of love.
他介绍给我们什么叫福音。
He introduced to us what is gospel.
他本身给我们立下一个榜样，怎么样去把这个福音行出来。
He also set an example for us as to how to practice this gospel.
使徒也多方面的以他们自己的生命来见证什么叫做福音。
The apostles through their lives also testify to what this gospel is.
那我们今天晚上要从腓利门书来看这个主题。
Tonight we'd like to study this topic from the book of Philemon.
在人类的历史里面，如果有哪一封个人的书信成为最多人阅读的一封信，那就非腓利门书莫属了。
So in the history of mankind, if there is one letter that is most read throughout history, then that is the book of Philemon.
因为腓利门书真的是一封保罗写给腓利门这个人的信。
Because the book of Philemon was a real letter written by Paul to a person called Philemon.
而且它被收录为圣经的正典之一。
And it was also collected as a part of the Bible.
那它又是以腓利门这个人名字做书名的。
And this book was named after this person, Philemon.
自从这封信被写出了以后，不知道有多少千千万万的基督徒或者是非基督徒读过了保罗所写给这个人的信。
After this letter was written, we don't know how many Christians or non-Christians have read this letter written by Paul to Philemon.
这一封信就成为一个典型。
And so this letter has become a model.
怎么样来劝勉一个人接纳对方？
How to encourage one person to accept another?
他怎么样作者本身自己成为一个榜样来实现耶稣基督所交代的彼此相爱的道理。
How the author himself has set himself as an example to fulfill the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然它很短，可是它在圣经里面却非常重要。
Though the book is short, it plays a very important part in the Bible.
它没有很深奥的神学思想。
It does not have any deep philosophical thoughts.
这跟我们刚刚读过的罗马书截然不同。
It is very different from the book of Romans we have just read.
在腓利门书我们看不到哪一些具体的思想论述。
So within the book of Philemon, we cannot see any concrete philosophies.
但是我们看到的是这里面的人物怎么样实际的把主耶稣的这个道理行在他们的生活里。
But within this book, we can see how each character have realistically practiced the love of the teachings of Lord Jesus in their life.
所以保罗在新约圣经里面我们所知道的十三封书信里面，腓利门书是最短的。
Therefore, within the 13 letters written by Paul in the Bible, Philemon is the shortest letter.
那跟最长的罗马书是一个很强烈的对比。
In comparison to the longest letter, Romans, it is a sharp contrast.
我们知道在圣经里面，其实约翰二书、约翰三书也都是有一章很短。
We know first and second John, they all only have one chapter long.
其实约翰三书也是使徒约翰写给该犹这个弟兄这位信徒他的信。
And in fact, 3 John was also a letter written by Paul to Gaius.
约翰。
Written by John to Gaius.
但是我们大部分人都不会知道约翰三书到底是谁给哪一个人的。
But most of us would not know whom 3 John was written for.
因为如果没有仔细去看，就不知道。只知道说这是约翰写的。
If we don't read closely, we only know it was written by John.
到底写给谁呢？你没有去看，一般不会记住。
But if we don't read closely, we won't know whom the letters were addressed to.
但是腓利门书很清楚的知道是保罗写给腓利门的信。
But in Philemon, we clearly know this was a letter written by Paul to Philemon.
那这封信其实在保罗的书信里面被归纳成为 狱中的书信，就在监狱里面所写的啊书信之一。
This letter was categorized as one of the prison letters.
是跟以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书在大概在同一个时期写出来的。
It was written about the same time as the Philippians, Ephesians, and Galatians.
Colossians.
And Colossians.
那这也是保罗在第一次被监禁的时候所写的信。
This was also the letter written in Paul's first imprisonment.
我们知道保罗他被曾经被关过两次。
We know Paul was once in prison twice.
其实他被关过很多次，但是具体的被罗马政府关起来的就两次。
In fact, he was in prison many times, but he was imprisoned by the Roman government twice.
最后一次就是他在要殉道以前写提摩太后书。
The last time was before his martyr for Christ when he wrote the second Timothy.
他那一次被关之后，他就没有被放出来了，
after,
他就死了。
After that imprisonment, he passed away.
但是保罗第一次到罗马去，他被囚禁的时候，他是得到相当的自由，所以有弟兄姐妹可以在他那个房子里面跟他一起同住。
And during Paul's first imprisonment in Rome, he had the freedom so many brothers and sisters could visit him in the prison.
所以在使徒行传二十八章十六节的地方就记录当时候保罗被囚在一个特殊的房子里面。
Therefore, in Acts chapter 28, verse 16 records how Paul was specifically imprisoned in a house.
所以当时候保罗是一个很特殊的囚犯，因为他并不是因为犯罪的缘故被关的。
He was a very special prisoner because he was not imprisoned for because he committed a crime.
是因为信仰的缘故，他要上告到皇帝面前。
It was for religious reasons he was to make his case before the Roman emperor.
那所以保罗在那个地方，在罗马的地方，他可以接待他的朋友，有一些人也能够到保罗所住的房子来听到福音。
Therefore, in Rome, he was able to receive his friends, and his friends could visit him, and he could teach them God's teachings.
那按照圣经的历史查考，腓立门书应该就是在我们只能够大概知道，在公元61年到63年之间所写成的，具体在哪一年，我们不很肯定。
So according to historians, we are not certain, but it may be written, the book of Philemon may be written about 61 to 63.
这是保罗他第一次被监禁的时候所写的。
So, this letter was written during Paul's first imprisonment.
但是这封信最后被收录成为新约圣经的一部分。
But this letter was later collected as part of the Bible.
显然这封信很有价值。
So we can see the value within this letter.
我们如果读过这一本书，这封信，我们就知道保罗在这当中所用的文词非常的优美，他的文笔非常好。
If we have read through this letter before, we can see that Paul had written this letter in a very beautiful form.
我们就看到保罗他是怎么样关心信徒的，他是怎么样成为耶稣基督的仆人。
We can see how he cared for the members and how he became a servant of Christ.
他怎么样称赞信徒，他们有信心、爱心各方面美好的榜样，他的赞美的，他对他们的鼓励。
And how he praised the love, the care, and his encouragement for the members.
那其中我们来看到保罗他本身他跟信徒之间的关系，他其实也是蛮有幽默感的。
And we can see the interaction between Paul and the members, in fact, was had a sense of humor.
保罗有很温柔的一面。
He had a very gentle side to him.
他当然也有很严厉的一个性格。
And he also possessed a very serious side of him.
那所以我们现在就来看从这个腓立门书里面来看要怎么样来实践主耶稣基督的所教导这个爱心。
And now I'd like to study from the book of Philemon how we can practice. We can practice love.
我们请看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
请读第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3. Verse 1. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved friend and fellow laborer, to the beloved Apphia, Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. 3. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
一开头介绍保罗自己的时候，他跟写其他书信不同的是，他介绍自己是为耶稣基督被囚禁的。
And what is different in Paul's introduction in this book from others is that he introduced himself as a prisoner of Christ.
如果看罗马书，如果看其他的监狱书信，他一开头的自我介绍都会说他是耶稣基督的使徒。
If you read the book of Romans or any other prison epistles, then he began the letter by saying, I am a bond servant of Lord Jesus Christ.
但这里他强调他是为了耶稣的福音缘故被关的。
But here he emphasized that he was in prison for the sake of the gospel of Christ.
他现在跟兄弟提摩太，就是他的同工，表示那个时候提摩太应该跟保罗一起在罗马这个监狱当中被关起来的时候。
At this time, we can assume that Timothy was alongside with Paul in the prison of Rome.
所以两个一起署名，所以保罗他实际上是有同工的。
So at this time, Paul had a co-worker with him.
他说他写信给他亲爱的同工腓利门。
And now he writes to his beloved friend and fellow laborer Philemon.
那腓利门应该是哥罗西的人。
Philemon was from Colossus.Colossae.
因为在哥罗西书里面我们 看到保罗提出了腓利门这个名字。
Because in the book of Colossians, Paul had mentioned this name, Philemon.
那腓利门应该也是保罗他带领来信主的。
We can also assume Philemon was brought into Christ by Paul.
那是从第十九节可以看得到的。
And we can see this from verse 19.
那腓利门后来应该也成为保罗很好的同伴。
And Philemon later also became a good companion to Paul.
他更是后来哥罗西教会一个很重要的工人。
And furthermore, he was a very important worker in the church of Colossae.
那因为腓利门这个人因为他信主之后，他的全家呢就一起来服侍神了。
And after Philemon believed in Christ, his entire family came and served God together.
从第一节到第二节，我们看到保罗他提到了要接收这封信的四个主要的部分是哪些人。
So in verse 2, Paul had mentioned the four characters who were addressed and whom this letter was addressed to.
他首先是说要给腓利门的。
And first he addressed it to Philemon.
接下来第二节说也是给他的妹子，就是他这个姐妹呢，亚非亚。
And also to his sister, Apphia.
也有一个注解是这个人可能是腓利门的太太。
And there's another translation that this could be Philemon's wife.
然后与我们同工的雅基布。
Also, Archippus, our fellow soldier.
那这个亚基布在哥罗西书的四章里面也提到他的名字。
And his name Archippus was also mentioned in Colossians chapter 4.
一般相信亚基布这有可能是腓利门的儿子。
And most believe that Archippus was the son of Philemon.
那如果是这样的话，就是他们整个家庭都是一起在服侍神的。
So if that is the case, then that means their entire family served God together.
而且他们打开他们的家，让他们的家成为教会。
They also opened their family out their home to become a place of worship.
所以以及在你们家的教会，所以表示当时候弟兄姐妹到腓利门的家里聚集，这封信后来也成为弟兄姐妹可以轮流阅读的一封劝勉的书。
So it means the members gathered and have service at their house, and this letter became a book.Something that was written and read to all the members.
所以保罗所传递的这个信息，他本身所留下的榜样，众弟兄姐妹都可以看得到。
So the message and example left by Paul can be seen by all the members.
所以腓利门他们家里的教会，其实这里这样说明，在早期教会的发展里面，是从家庭开始的。
So from the earlier history of the church, we can see how church began at a home from a family.
那很有可能腓利门本身他。这个哥罗西教会那时候应该就是在腓利门的家庭里面建立的。
So it is also very likely that the church of Colossae was also established from the home of Philemon.
我们现在看一下哥罗西书第四章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章，我们现在先看第七节。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 7.
这个是交代这位这个当时候不是第七节，对不起。我们看第十七节。
That's verse 17.
十七节。
17. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord that you may fulfill it.
那这个亚基布呢，他特别被提醒说要谨慎，要尽你从主所受的职分，表示他其实是跟保罗一起在做福音工作，在打仗的。
Archippus is reminded to take heed of the ministry means he was in this fight of the gospel alongside with Paul.
那我们如果现在看第九节。
That's read verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they will make known to you all things which are happening here.
好， 那第十节。
Verse 10, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you receive instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him.
你看到这里啊，这两节圣经讲到的阿尼西姆、亚里达古、马可，这个都在腓利门书里面提到的人物。
We can see Onesimus, Aristarchus, and Mark. They were all mentioned in the book of Philemon.
啊，所以阿尼西姆这个人其实就是哥罗西的人。
Onesimus, he was a Colossian.
好，那我们再看第十二节，四章的十二节。
Let's read chapter 4, verse 12. Verse 12, Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
我们再看这里看到这个以巴弗这个人物啊，在腓利门书也特别在第二十三节的提到。的时候提到他。
And this character Epaphras was also mentioned in verse 23 of Philemon.
所以我们就看到腓利门书这里面的人物跟哥罗西书这些内容呢有很大的相关性。
So we can see the similarity between the characters in Philemon and Colossians.
所以一般来说，我们相信哥罗西的教会基本上它的整个中心就是以腓利门的家庭为主。
So we can believe that the center to the church of Colossae was in, within the family and home of Philemon.
那这本书它主要的内容其实在提到保罗，他特别为阿尼西姆这个奴隶，是腓利门的奴隶，来祈求腓利门特别能够接纳他。
The main content to the book of Philemon is how Paul pleaded to Philemon on behalf of Onesimus.
那他的这个代求就成为一个模范。
And his pleading became a model.
那显然从整个腓利门书他看来呢，保罗所劝勉的应该都是被腓利门接受了。
And we can see what Paul had encouraged Philemon were accepted by Philemon.
保罗所说的在腓利门书里面所说的应该他都做到了。
And in fact, Philemon had done everything Paul had mentioned within the letter.
因为我们从这一封信被保留下来，我们就知道保罗所讲的这些事情一定是被完成的。
Because from the preservation of this letter, we can come to believe that he, Philemon had accomplished everything.
因为后来圣经就没有再提到有关于这件事情的后续嘛。
Because the Bible, in the latter part of the Bible, no longer mention anything about it.
但是我们知道，如果一封信，这个接受信的人对写信的人的要求他做不到，他应该不会把这封信一直保留下来。
And we can come to believe if the recipient of the letter did not fulfill what the requester had requested.
这是很正常的。
It's normal that this letter would not be preserved.
如果是我们的话，如果有人写信给你要你做什么，你做不到。
If today someone wrote you a letter asking you to do this and you cannot accomplish it.
你一定把这个信藏起来。
Then you will hide the letter.
完全把它销毁，消灭证据，不要让人看到。
So no one will see this.
但是现在腓利门书被公诸于世，从那个时候，从已经将近2000年了，这么多人在看。
And so it has been through 2000 some years and so many people have read this letter.
我们就知道说真的腓利门这个人他真的照保罗所劝勉的这样子接待的这个阿尼西姆这个人，而且他真的也是这样子在实行爱心。
We can believe that Philemon had truly, according to Paul, accepted this person, Onesimus, with love.
那腓利门啊，那个阿尼西姆呢？这个奴隶很有可能就是在保罗被关在罗马那个房子里面的时候，不知道什么样一个机会，他来相信耶稣基督的。
And it's also very likely that Onesimus was a slave, came to believe in Christ while Paul was imprisoned.
所以保罗特别称他做他福音所生的儿子。
And therefore, Paul especially called Onesimus as the son of the gospel.
所以这个人是保罗传福音传出来的。
So this person came to believe, due to Paul's preaching.
保罗他介绍这个福音给这个人，其实改变了这个人他整个人生。
After Paul had preached the gospel to this person, the gospel had transformed the entire life of this person.
所以我们就看到，从腓利门书看到福音对人所带出来的改变。
So from the book of Philemon, we can see the transformation brought about by the gospel.
这个圣经里面，这个我们说名字本身哦，希腊文的名字或希伯来文名字都有意思的。
And we know all the names in the Bible has a special meaning, whether in Greek or Hebrew.
腓利门这个名字本身的意思就是友谊，就是互相亲爱。
So the meaning to the name Philemon means friendship.
那阿尼西姆这个名字意思就是有益处的。
And Onesimus means what is beneficial.
但阿尼西姆这个名字则有益处，但是他在没有遇到主耶稣基督以前，他其实是对主人没有益处的。
And even though Onesimus means beneficial, but before meeting Christ, his life actually did not have a meaning.
因为从整个信的内容来看呢，阿尼西姆很有可能他从这个主人腓利门的家里面不知道做什么事情，从哥罗西跑到罗马去的，逃走了。
So from within the book, we can see that we don't know what Onesimus had done, but he ran away from his home in Colossae and ran to Rome.
但是从保罗后来在信里面写的说，这个阿尼西姆可能亏负了主人什么东西，或欠他什么钱的。
From the latter part of the book, we may also assume that maybe Onesimus had fallen short of his master, maybe owing money to his master.
所以有可能偷窃什么东西，后来发现哦，因为以前的奴隶哦，如果做错什么事是没有命的，如果主人要杀你是不犯罪的，所以他就逃走了。
So in the ancient time, if a slave was to steal something or to make a mistake, their master could freely kill them. So maybe he committed a mistake and he ran away.
从哥罗西要跑到罗马是长途跋涉，跑很远。
It's a very long journey from Colossae to Rome.
真的是就是在逃亡啊。
So he fled for his life.
他是一个逃命的人，现在到了罗马去碰到保罗，他的生命转变了。
But after this person fled to Rome, he met Paul and his life changed.
因为保罗把主耶稣基督的福音介绍给他了。
Because Paul introduced the gospel of Jesus Christ to him.
那我们从圣经那个腓利门书也看到，诶，这个阿尼西姆信耶稣以后，他显然整个生命，他的生活都跟着改变。他后来留在罗马那个地方跟保罗在一起一段时间。
And from the book, we can also see how the life of Onesimus has transformed drastically, and he later stayed alongside with Paul in Rome.
当时保罗在，其实他已经年纪不小了。哎，保罗那时候应该年纪不小。
And at that time, Paul was already advanced in age.
哦，所以在这个信里面，保罗特别自称他自己，他是一个有年纪的人了。
So here in the book, Paul introduces himself as someone of age.
那又被关起来，没有自由。
He was in prison without freedom.
生活当中很多不方便啊。
And there are many inconveniences in life.
现在有一个专业的奴隶啊，奴仆哈、啊，来到他身边了。
And now there is a professional slave who was by his side.
他要做什么都做什么，这个他做起来很容易、啊，因为他本来就是在做奴仆的、啊。
And so Onesimus could help Paul with his daily necessities.
所以我们就看到这个阿尼西姆后来他就跟保罗一起在那个房子里面了。
So we can see how Onesimus later stayed in that room alongside with Paul.
那表示。阿尼西姆他接受了这个福音之后，他对这个主耶稣的恩典一定感激在心。
It also means after he accepted the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, he was very grateful toward this salvation.
所以他就是这个时候，他就开始执行爱心，他就真的在服侍保罗。
So that was a time when he practiced his love and his service toward Paul.
但是其实在名义上，在当时候的认知里面，阿尼西姆这个人是属腓利门的。
But during that time, Onesimus still belonged to Philemon.
哦，因为以前的奴隶没有主权，他的主人，他的所有权就是在这个主人身上的。
So because back then the ownership of the slaves were in their masters.
所以保罗当时候他很了解他自己当时候的处境。
So Paul at that time understood his situation.
他就觉得这样子不妥。
And he felt it was unfit.
他如果继续把阿尼西姆留在身边，就好像他在占。
If he continued to keep Onesimus by his side, he would be taking advantage of Philemon.
我们就看到保罗这个人，他真的是非常的谨守。
We can see how Paul kept to himself.
他非常小心的在自己所讲的道理，以及在他的生活里面。
He was very careful in the teachings he preached and in his own daily act.
其实如果按照保罗他当时候的身份，他把阿尼西姆留在身边，绝对没有人敢讲话。
Back then, as with the status that Paul had, he would have no problem keeping Onesimus for himself.
但是保罗他不要这样做。
But Paul did not do so.
他要把阿尼西姆送回去。
He wanted to send Onesimus back.
他送回去，把阿尼西姆叫他回去，打发他回去。有两个主要的目的。
There are two main purposes as to sending Onesimus back.
第一就是他的拥有权，阿尼西姆的拥有权是属腓利门，他主人的。
And first is that the ownership of Onesimus belonged to his master, Philemon.
所以就算阿尼西姆要来服侍保罗，也要得到主人腓利门的同意才行。
Even if Onesimus wanted to serve Paul, he needed to gain the permission from his master, Philemon.
我们就看到保罗他。 对他的同工，对弟兄姐妹是非常尊重的。
We can also see how Paul respected his fellow co-workers.
他绝对没有滥用他自己的使徒的职分，然后去占人家便宜的。
And he did not misuse or abuse his apostleship to take advantage of another.
第二
，Secondly，
他要阿尼西姆回去。
He wanted Onesimus to go back.
他要他回去去面对他过去所犯下的错误。
He wanted him to go back and face the mistakes he had committed.
所以福音所带来的改变，其实就是要人勇敢的去面对他的过去。
So the transformation brought about by the gospel is that one can have the courage to face their past.
而不是因为我福音啊，所以我过去就一笔勾销，不要再讲了。
Not because now that we have the gospel, everything that ever happened in the past can be forgotten.
我们今天很多时候可能会以为说，我们信主以后，我们有福音。过去的罪 都已经赦免，都不要再去缠这个问题了。
And today, many times we may think that after we have believed in Christ, and all of our past sins are now gone.
但其实看起来，在腓利门书道理不是这样子的。
But the teachings from the book of Philemon is not so.
当时候，阿尼西姆也可以说，他现在已经罪被赦免，过去所犯的罪已经一笔勾销了。他现在是一个新的人，他应该得到自由。
At that time, Onesimus could also proclaim that after he had believed in Christ, his sins and transgressions are all gone, and he is now a free man.
这不就是保罗他在哥林多后书里面一直在强调，在基督里一切都是新的吗？旧的都已经过去了。
But isn't this the same teaching of what Paul had taught in 2 Corinthians that after you believe in Christ, you are a new man and the past is the past?
但是没有，现在保罗要阿尼西姆。他要回去面对他的主人。
But now it's different. Paul wanted Onesimus to go back and face his master.
因为他的主人如果没有直接从心里面原谅他。
Because if his master did not forgive him from his heart.
他永远都是像一个逃亡的人一样。
And he would forever be like a refugee who fled away.
他的心里面不会平安的。
He would never have that peace.
所以我们今天福音带给我们的改变是什么
？So what is this transformation brought about by the gospel?
就是要让我们能够靠着主耶稣的恩典，凭着信心。勇敢的去诚实面对过去所犯下的错误。
And that it is that by the grace and the courage given by God, we may face our past mistakes.
然后在主里面去寻求解决的方法。
Also in Christ, we will search for a way to resolve them.
而不是把主耶稣基督拿来当挡箭牌，然后就模糊焦点，说啊，过去就不要再讲了。
And we not only take Lord Jesus as our shield and refuse to face our past.
没有，现在他欠多少钱，该还的还是要还。
And now Paul tells Onesimus to pay back however much he owed.
他如果要有一个新的生命，要有一个改变，他一定要得到他主人的认可。但是他保罗相信他的主人一定会因着基督的缘故原谅他，让他重新得到一个新生活。
In order to have a new life, he must first be forgiven by his master and by the grace of God. Paul believed Philemon would forgive him.
那这个叫做信心。
And this is what we call faith.
他相信。主耶稣基督福音有能力。
He believed in the power and the gospel of Lord Jesus.
他相信腓利门这个人，他是愿意顺服道理，他一定会照真理而行。
Paul believed that Philemon was someone who believed in the truth and will follow the truth.
所以从保罗他劝勉腓利门的这些信息里面呢、
So from the message of Paul to Philemon,
我们看到很重要的一些重点。
We can see a few important teachings.
其实这里面也是包含保罗。他做一个神的工人，他的智慧。
It also includes the wisdom Paul possessed as a worker of God.
然后他的技巧。
And the techniques he used.
一件事情，一样一个很难解决的困难，保罗处理得非常的完美。
So while facing the same problem, the same challenge, Paul had resolved it in a very wise way.
我们现在就来看这个内容。
And let us look into the details.
从第四节开始。
Starting from verse 4.
你看保罗他自己说。他在祷告的时候，常常提到腓利门跟他在家里的教会。
I hear Paul say, "I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers."
他说：“我常常为你们感谢我的神。
And I often thank my Lord for you."
所以你看，一开始保罗他就先指明他自己本身跟腓利门的关系。
So in the beginning of the letter, Paul had made clear his relationship with Philemon.
那他真的是很实在的在关心。这个教会在关心腓利门他这个人的信仰。
And he had truly cared about the church and about the faith of this person, Philemon.
因为腓利门应该是保罗带来信的。
And we can believe Philemon was brought into Christ by Paul.
这从第十九节看。
We can tell from verse 19.
因为他说，连你自己也是亏欠我的。
And for he said, you yourself owe me.
所谓的亏欠应该是在这个福音上，保罗把福音带给他。如果没有保罗传福音，腓利门可能到那个时候还不在主里面，还不知道生命的意义在哪里。
So without Paul preaching to Philemon, even at this time, Philemon would not be able to find his meaning in life.
但是现在保罗，你看他发现说，他很了解腓利门他这个人的为人，他的信仰的程度。
So here Paul truly understands the faith and the level of faith of Philemon.
所以我们都知道保罗他一向的原则，他是出去传福音，他到每个地方去就开拓，然后就走了，把这个教会交给主啊。交给主的恩惠，然后他就到别的地方去了。
And the principle of Paul in his ministry that he would preach the gospel, establish the church, and entrust the church to God, and he would go on to another place to preach.
这不是说他没有爱心。
It is not to say that he was without love.
而是因为这就本来就是神交给他的工作，他就是要到处去传福音。
And because that was the task entrusted by God, that he was to go everywhere in preaching the gospel.
那他走了怎么办
？And what happens after he leaves?
教会交给那些真的用心在跟从耶稣的。真的在执行道理的人来照顾。
Then he entrusted the care of the church to those members who truly obeyed and followed God.
所以保罗他就在各地方就安立执事长老来照顾教会。
So in different churches, he would ordain deacons and elders to oversee the church.
然后他自己也不是说那就不用管了，反正就有人在照顾了。
And he did not entrust everything onto them and simply go on his way.
我们就看到保罗还是屡次的重新再回到他所建立的教会。去关心他们，再建立他们，甚至用写信的来鼓励他们。
We can see many times he revisited those church, and he also wrote letters to encourage them.
所以现在保罗其实我们看到他跟信徒的互动还是非常的密切。
We can see how he had a very close relationship interaction with the members.
他在主里面在祷告当中常常纪念这些信徒。
And often in his prayers he remembered the members.
我们如果看他第四节那个他的祷告，那个祷告是复数的。
So we can see that this prayer, there are many prayers.
就是保罗他是时常在祷告，常常在想到他们。
So Paul is often praying and often thinking of the members.
所以什么叫爱心
？So what is love?
爱心不是只是说我来教会的时候，我来跟你倒一杯水。
And so love is not only when you come to church and you get a cup of water for someone else.
但是如果我们回家了，我们彼此不见面了。
But after we go home, we no longer see each other.
从来没有想过。
And never will we think of them again.
祷告的时候从来也不会跟你 为你祷告。
And we'll never pray for that person in our prayers.
那这个就不叫做真实的爱心。
Then that is not called a true love.
真正的爱心就在祷告里面不住的纪念。
And a true love is when you constantly remember them in your prayers.
虽然我们可能在不同的地方。
Even though we may be at different places.
但是因为有主耶稣基督，有圣灵做联系，所以我们时常会纪念对方，会想到对方。
But because of Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, we often will think of each other.
这就是保罗他的榜样。
So this is an example set by Paul.
所以他对他跟信徒建立了非常密切的关系。
He had established a very intimate relationship with the members.
这是一个前提。
So this is a prerequisite.
如果没有这个前提，保罗就不会写这封信来劝勉腓利门要接纳阿尼西姆这个奴隶的。
And without this prerequisite, Paul would not have written this.Letter to encourage Philemon to accept Onesimus.
保罗他也很有把握，腓利门这个人一定会接受他的劝勉。
For Paul was very sure that this person Philemon would accept his encouragement.
事实真的是像保罗所说的一样啊。
And so the truth proven it true.
所以我们知道阿尼西姆这个人后来也成为教会里面的一个服事的人。
We know Onesimus later became also a worker in church.
按照后来教会历史在查考啊。
So according to the later church history,
阿尼西姆后来成为在小亚细亚那一带一个地区教会里面的监督。
Onesimus later became an overseer in a church in the Minor Asia region.
那当然，腓利门这个人后来也成为教会的教会里面那个地区的监督了。
And later, Philemon also became an overseer within the church.
所以从后来的历史验证。他们本来是主人跟奴隶的关系，后来成为在主里的同工。
So the history proves that before there were of a relationship of master and slave, and now there were a relationship of co-workers.
所以这个就是保罗他当时候他跟信徒这么密切、这么了解，他敢写这封信。
And it was because of the intimate relationship Paul had with the members that he dared to write this letter.
好，那我们现在继续看第五节。
Let's read on to verse 5. Verse 5, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and all the saints.
第六节。
Verse 6, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Jesus Christ.
第七节。
Verse 7, for we have great joy and consolation in your love because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother.
我们这里看到保罗他开头就赞美腓利门他的 爱心、信心。
He began by praising the love and faith of Philemon.
他的这个美好的德性，这个实行道理的结果，就是让很多人得造就。
And that is the result of his good deeds and practicing the truth have benefited many.
你看他这里所提到的说，哎，你的信，你的爱心，他先用爱心开头。
And he began by saying you have shared your faith.
跟你向主耶稣跟众圣徒的信心。
And also the love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus.
那其实 and all the saints. 其实保罗他的信里面他一直在强调，爱心的基础其实是从信心来的。
And so Paul had emphasized in his letter is that the foundation of love derives from faith.
我们今天爱心如果没有以信心做前提啊，这个爱心做不久也不会真实。
And so if you don't have faith as a prerequisite to your love, then this love you have will not last.
我们现在看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书。加拉太书我们看第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
第五章的第六节。
Chapter 5 verse 6.
第六节
Verse 6 For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but faith working through love.
你看这里说不管你没有割礼的他说都无功效唯独使人生发爱心的信心才有功效所以爱心是从信心生出来的
So love derives from faith.
这个就是这个因为我们中文的翻译有时候我们不太容易去抓住它的重点。
And due to the Chinese translation, sometimes we cannot grasp the key.
它这样写的时候，我们很容易把它忽略过去的。
So when it's written in such a manner, we often neglect it.
但是如果我们看到说有信心，那个爱心才会实在，你就了解了。
So when you read upon what it means, only when you have faith can your love be practical, then you will understand.
所以保罗他一直在跟腓利门提到，你的爱心跟信心是有关系的。
So Paul mentioned to Philemon that your love is related to your faith.
然后第六节说，就是腓利门书六节啊。
Philemon verse 6.
他说，愿你跟人所同有的信心显出功效。
So may the sharing of your faith may become effective.
这里 share 就是说，这个是分享信心呢。
So he was sharing his faith.
其实这个字眼跟团契是一样的。
So the sharing of faith is the same as fellowship.
就是信心里面的交通。
So it's a communication between of faith.
所以保罗他很相信说。当你跟众人在分享信心的时候
Therefore, Paul firmly believed when you share your faith,
那你的分享一定会很有功效
then your sharing will be the one that is effective.
因为你的信心是已经在这个善事上彰显出来了
Because your faith has been manifested in every good thing.
所以他说你各样的善事都是在基督里面做出来的
And this is why every good thing you do is in Christ Jesus.
那我们就看到在基督里面的信心让他生发出这个实际的爱心来。
So we can see how this faith in Christ Jesus allowed him to produce love.
那这个爱心产生什么效果呢
？So what are the effects of love?
第七节就说，哇，我因为你的爱心呢，就大大快乐了。
And verse 7 said he had great joy because of his love.
而且得到安慰。
He was comforted.
因为保罗他被软禁在那个房子里面了、啊，跑不出来、啊。
Because Paul at that time was imprisoned in a house.
他有时候想到失去自由，就觉得很难过、啊。
And whenever he thinks about freedom, he may be saddened.
但是他每逢想到，哎，这有些信徒弟兄姐妹，他们竟然能够有这么大的爱心，在实行道理，保罗就觉得很安慰。
And Paul was greatly comforted whenever he thought about how much love and faith the members had.
因为神的道不会被捆绑。
Because the words and the truth of God will not be bounded.
虽然政府罗马皇帝把保罗关起来。
Even though the Roman emperor imprisoned Paul.
但是神的道理，这个神的那个爱继续的在个人当中运行啊。
But the truth and the teachings and love of God continue to work within all the members.
所以那个道理。还是继续的往外扩张。
So the teachings and truth continue to spread.
因为信心，因为爱心。
Because of faith and love.
所以保罗得到安慰了。
So Paul was comforted.
那又说，因为众圣徒的心都从你得了畅快。
Also because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you.
我们就看到那个爱心的结果，真的是让众人舒畅，得到鼓舞。
So the effect of love is the refreshing of our hearts.
这个 refreshing 就是说，你本来心里面是可能忧伤的。但是因为某些人的爱心，让你得到心里面突然 开阔起来，你得到重新得力了。
Refreshing means when originally your heart may be saddened, but because of someone's love and encouragement, now your heart has regained strength and energy.
我们就看到爱心跟信心的果效。
So we can see the effect of faith and love.
这是腓利门他一直以来都在执行的。
And this is what Philemon had been practicing all along.
你看现在保罗他先赞美，他先鼓励他这样的一个美好的行为。
So Paul began by praising his good deeds and his faith and love.
所以有时候我们要劝勉人，其实一定要先鼓励的。
So sometimes before we encourage another person, we must first begin by encouraging them.
你如果先跟他责备，没有用的了。
So if you first start by chastising them, then that would be useless.
我们其实做父母亲的，我们教导我们儿女也会发现同样的道理。
So this is the same teaching that we may come across as parents.
孩子，如果我们他做错事，你就责备他。
Today, when if your child does something wrong and you only rebuke them, then they may commit the same mistake the next time.
但是如果我们先鼓励他、赞美他。
But on the other hand, if we praise and commend their good doings first,
其实是先显明我们父母亲对孩子是接纳的，是没有条件的。
And that will show our children that we accept them without conditions.
但是我们对他接纳、去爱他，也不是说就放纵他、任他为所欲为啊。
But our acceptance and love for them doesn't allow them to do whatever they want.
所以我们在适当的时机，就一定会把道理告诉他，要教训他，要让他改变。
So at the appropriate time, we must teach them the teachings of the Bible so they may change.
但是一开始的赞美就非常关键。
But the praise at the very beginning plays a key role.
有时候这个关系搞坏，就是因为责备太多。
And sometimes the relationships are ruined because of too much rebukes.
那其实每一个父母亲基本上都是爱孩子的。
In fact, we know all the parents love their children.
那爱到最后，儿女却很气你，实在是很冤枉。
But it would be everything would go in vain if you love them to the point of them disliking you.
其实我们的爱心没有改变。
And in fact, our love for them never changed.
但是只要我们的方法改变一下，结果就大大不一样了。
If we can only change our ways, then we will have a very different result.
好，这个就是保罗他的智慧。
And this is the wisdom of Paul.
他用赞美的方式，先来鼓励腓利门素常所做的事。
And with ways of praise, he first commended the good deeds of Philemon.
接下来请看第八节。
And let's read verse 8. Verse 8, therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to commend you what is fitting.
第九节。
Verse 9, yet for love's sake, I rather appeal to you, being such a one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
你看他这里保罗他把他自己降得很卑微。
So we can see how Paul had humbled himself.
他其实是本来可以用使徒的权柄去吩咐他，你一定要这样做，你不可以违抗我的意思。
Originally, he could use his power and authority as the apostle and command him to do this or that.
他说：“我虽然靠着基督能够放胆吩咐你何意的事，意思说他本来是有权柄，他可以直接命令腓利门应该怎样做。”
When he said, "Though I might be very bold in Christ to command you," he had the power to command Philemon to do this.
而且他是又有年纪，他又年长者。
And he was of age, so he was more senior than Philemon.
但是他现在把他的姿态放下来了。
But here he had humbled himself.
他说：“现在我为着基督的被囚的哈。”宁可凭着爱心求你。
And so now, for the sake of Christ, I'd rather appeal to you.
我们就看到这个，我现在可以靠着基督，在基督里面吩咐你，跟我现在凭着爱心求你，这是两个完全不同的口气。
So we can see two completely different in tones, between in Christ, I command you, and for love's sake, I appeal to you.
这个姿态其实，如果腓利门看到这样，一开头看到这里就不用再讲，后面你讲的就接受了。
And so if a Philemon had seen this at the very beginning, then he would accept whatever Paul was to tell him later on in the letter.
这个就是真正的神的仆人。
Because this is a true servant of Christ.
他不会仗着他有什么权柄，一定要去命令人做什么事。
And he would not command anyone or force anyone to do anything, by the power he was given.
这个时候保罗他很知道他自己的处境，他的身份，他要达成的工作是什么。
At that time, Paul knew very clear his status, his situation, and the task he was to accomplish.
你看他写信的这个口气，跟他写加太书那个天差地别的。
We can see the tone which he had written this letter in is very different from the other letters.
因为那是不同的目的。
Because he had a different purpose.
所以保罗知道什么在什么情况对什么人应该用什么样的方法。
Therefore, Paul knew very well under what kind of circumstances and to which subject how he would write the letter.
这个叫智慧。
And this is wisdom.
这个叫做被圣灵充满。
And this is being filled by the Holy Spirit.
他不是只是用一个方式，然后从头用到尾。
And he does not use the same manner from the beginning to the end.
好，接下去看。
Further on.
接下来看第十节。
Let's read verse 10. Verse 10, I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten while in my chains.
第十一节
11, for once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me.
十二节
Verse 12, I'm sending him back. You therefore receive him, that is my own heart.
十三节
13, whom I wish to keep with me, that on your behalf he might minister to me in my chains for the gospel.
十四节
14, but without your consent, I wanted to do nothing, that your good deed might not be, by compulsion as it were, but voluntary.
好，我们看到这一段就提出了他要求用凭着爱心要求腓利门的重点。
And here we can see the key in how he pleaded Philemon, for love's sake.
他是我在捆锁当中所生的儿子。
For he was a son I had begotten while I was in chains.
我们可以自己去查查看，保罗在他所写的书信里面，曾经称过哪些人是他福音所生的儿子。
And we can take a look and study within the Bible as to whom Paul had called.
就表示说
as his sons.
保罗他对他传福音的这些人他都很关心。
So we can see how Paul cared for everyone he had preached to.
这些人你看他把他当作儿子在看待的。
He had regarded them as his sons.
那现在他是为了阿尼西姆来求腓利门。
And now he appeals and pleaded to Philemon on behalf of Onesimus.
他从前对你没有益处，意思是说他从前的生命是名不符实，虽然他的名字叫做有益处，但是对你没益处。
And before Onesimus was unprofitable to you, even though his name means profit.
但是现在他已经改变，他现在对你大有益处。
But now he has transformed, and now he is of great profit to you.
所以我现在要打发他回到你那边去。
And now I'm sending him back to you.
他是我心上的人。
And he is my heart.
意思是说，他一直住在我的心里，我一直在纪念着他。
So that means he has always been on my heart.
因为保罗也知道。这个时候你这个阿尼西姆一定不敢，如果自己本身一定不敢回去的。
And because Paul knew very well that Onesimus himself did not dare to go back.
所以他为了要帮助阿尼西姆真的过一个新的生活，
in order to help Onesimus truly live out a new life,
诚实去面对他的过去，
and to truthfully face his past,
他写这封信将他带着。
And so he wrote this letterAnd give it to Onesimus.
当然我们不知道是不是阿尼西姆自己带着，还是听托另外一个人带回去的。
So we don't know if whether the letter was brought by Onesimus himself or sent back by another person.
但至少当阿尼西姆回到腓利门的时候，他那里时候一定有这封信随着他了。
But at least this letter accompanied Onesimus back to Philemon.
那我们现在就看到特别是第十四节，我不知道你的意思怎样，所以我就不愿意把他留下来。
And 14 says, but without knowing your consent, I do not want to do anything.
他说要叫你的善行不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
So that your good deed might not be by compulsion, but voluntary.
我们就看到这里，保罗他强调阿尼西姆的改变。
So we can see Paul emphasize on the transformation of Onesimus.
他并不在说这个人多勤劳做什么。
And he did not mention how diligent this person was.
他特别强调他在主里面是有益处的。
But he mentioned how he was profitable in Christ.
他表示当时候你看保罗他的那个他的重点，他的眼光非常的精准。
So we can see Paul had a very clear vision, a very wise.
他现在福音改变他，他绝对不会再重犯过去的错误。
And now the gospel has transformed him, and he would never make the same mistakes again.
他对神的诫命绝对会非常在意的。
And he will value the commandments of God.
他不会再偷东西。
He will no longer steal.
他一定会顺服。
And he will fully submit to you.
一定会执行爱心。
And he will practice love.
所以他特别强调他现在对你都有益处了，凡事都有益处。
Now Paul mentioned that he is profitable to you in all things.
然后在这里我们也看到保罗他非常尊重腓利门这个人。
And we can also see how Paul respected Philemon.
尊重他对阿尼西姆的主权。
He respected his ownership of Onesimus.
他并没有自作主张。
He did not make any decisions himself.
所以他凡事就先自然试过事情是最后会腓利门让阿尼西姆回来，那就是由腓利门派回来，那不就是名正言顺的吗？
So if Philemon if Paul knew Philemon was sent Onesimus back, then he wanted Philemon to do it himself.
我们就看到这个尊重很重要。
So we can see how respect is very important.
虽然他可以做决定也不会被反对，但是他不要这样做。
Even he can make a decision, but he did not do so.
然后我们继续看，现在看第十五节。
Let's read verse 15. 15, for perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose, that you might receive him forever.
16节
16, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in flesh and in the Lord.
我们现在 我们第十七节。
Verse 17, if then you count me as a partner, receive him as you would me.
我们在这里这一段呢，看到保罗他的智慧，他当时候劝勉上，他是跟腓利门在分享他属灵的见解。他的眼光，他所了解的。
So here he shared with Philemon his spiritual foresight.
他强调这个神的旨意。
He emphasized on the will of God.
这是他但他说他暂时离开你，一时间跑掉了，其实是要叫你永远得到他。
So even though he departed from you for a while, but maybe his purpose is that you may receive him forever.
所以表示说，哎，他这个逃走的过程，哎，因为这样子，他现在。福音改变他，他现在回来到你这里，真的就不会再逃走。你永远就拥有这位同工了。
It is because of the departure that he believed in Christ, and now you have a fellow coworker.
哦，所以保罗把他对这整个事件是神的这个旨意、神的安排，跟腓利门分享。
So here Paul has shared his foresight and of.The will of God with Philemon.
他不再是奴仆，他是高过奴仆的，而且是亲爱的弟兄了。
And for he is no longer a slave, but more than a slave, he is now a beloved brother.
这个社会平权主义者看到这句话最高兴了。
And so for those who stress equality, they would be pleased to see this.
他们就说，腓利门这一封信，成为后来奠定在社会人权上众人平等、解放黑奴的其中一个关键信息。
And we know the book of Philemon later became a very important message in the civil rights movement in freeing the slaves.
其实保罗他本来他在基督里面看我本来就是这样子的。
And in fact, this is how Paul has seen me in Christ.
不管是是话外的，是文明的，是割礼的，是未受割礼的，在基督里面都成为一啊，都是。成为肢体弟兄姐妹的。
And whether civilized, uncivilized, or circumcised, or uncircumcised in Christ, we have all become brothers and sisters.
所以都是连属在耶稣基督这个身体上的。
And we're all connected on this body of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以其实，在主里面，我们真的没有所谓的贵贱尊卑之分了。
And so in Christ, there is no difference or segregation in nobility or lowliness.
这个就是保罗他这个属灵的见解。
So this is a spiritual foresight of Paul.
跟腓利门分享
and which he has shared with Philemon.
那他求他说你要接纳他像接纳我一样
and he pleaded Philemon to accept him as he had received Paul.
然后保罗最后呢他跟他说他如果有欠你的都记在我的账上我一定会还你
and later Paul said if you have wronged you or owe anything and put it on my account.
所以他很勇敢的要承担这个所有的责任呢
and he courageously wanted to take up all the responsibilities.
所以保罗并不是只是出一张嘴巴说哦对啊你就要这样做然后他自己手洗一洗，在旁边站着看呢、啊，看你怎么做了。
Paul did not only speak the words and wanted nothing to do with it.
他没有啊，他真的是置身在当中，他欠你的全部账在记在我上，我将来一定还你。
And he put himself in the situation that he would hold accountable for everything.
这个叫做爱心。
And this is what we call love.
这个叫做接纳。
This is called acceptance.
这个叫做怜悯。
And this is forgiveness.
好，那保罗他讲完之后
，After Paul said these,
第20节
，Verse 20。20, yes, brother, let me have joy from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in the Lord.
21节
21, having confidence in your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say.
看这里哦，保罗他真的是很期待腓利门在主里面能够有很积极的回应。
And so here Paul longed for Philemon to have a very quick response.
所以他把他的期待讲得很清楚。
So he had made clear his expectation.
我希望你使我在主里面真的因为你的这个美好的行为得到畅快。
So Paul mentioned, let me have joy from you in the Lord.
然后呢，第二十一节上说，我真的心相信你一定会顺服的。
And 21 says, I have confidence in your obedience.
所以他的鼓励就是他鼓励对方他行道的决心。
So he had encouraged them the confidence.And the determination to obey the truth.
他也非常信任这个腓利门一定会这样执行。
He also believed firmly that Philemon would do likewise.
这个信任呢，让他的劝勉真的产生大功效了。
So this trust allowed his encouragement take effect.
所以我们做父母的要劝勉孩子，一定要先放进去这个信任的因素才可以。
So as parents, before we can encourage our children, we must establish this trust.
要相信我们的孩子，我们的青年，他一定是可以做得到的。
We must believe our children and our youth that they can do this.
所以我们鼓励他，你一定可以。
So we encourage them that you can do it.
我们在你的身上有很大的期待。
And we have great expectations of you.
真的就照后来他所讲的成就了。
And true enough, they were fulfilled.
所以我们要劝勉人，真的就是要先鼓励他，给他一个很高的目标，让他达到。
So if we are to encourage anyone, we need to give them an expectation for them to reach.
相信靠着主的恩典。凭着信心一定能够完成。
And believing them that by the grace of God, by the and by faith, they can achieve it.
最后，真的，腓利门他接纳了阿尼西姆。
And in the end, Philemon accepted Onesimus.
最后，真的成了一个美好的见证。
And later, it became a beautiful testimony.
他爱心的祈求真的得到回应了。
And his pleading of love, was responded.
愿我们都能够从腓利门书里面得到这样的一个提醒。我们一起来执行。
And may we all learn of this teaching, reminder, and practice.
我们能够下定决心啊，来顺服道理。
That we may make the determination to follow the truth.
来唱诗。
Sing him together.
441首。
Sing him 441.